paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Dark Minisode, our little midweek taster before we get to our main episode proper on Friday. Now, before we go into today's minisode, just a quick shout to say, please continue to send in your submissions. We have broke a record this season. We've received the most submissions for any season, and we're not even halfway through the season, which is mind-blowing, and we want to make it even better. Because, as you guys know, this is a fluid show, meaning, although our episodes are mapped out way in advance, if the right story comes through, I want to make sure you guys hear it when I'm as excited about it as I could be. That, for me, is the best way to tell a story, when you're filled with enthusiasm. So, if you think you're sat on a story which could fill me with that enthusiasm, then please send it through. Either go to the link in the show notes where you'll find a link direct to the website and you can submit your story there, or go to thedarkparanormal.com and click on Submit My Experience. And it doesn't matter if your experience is a paragraph, a sentence, or, as you will find out in upcoming weeks, many, many pages. As long as the content is there and it clicks all the right buttons, it will be used, it will find an audience, and we will continue to keep this archive of the darkest paranormal happenings in this generation. But I digress. Let's move on to today's dark minisode, entitled When the Moths Came. Recently, I was listening to a minisode where someone was talking about things that had happened to them chronologically from childhood. So I figured it was time I sat down and finally typed out my experiences. Since I was about maybe 3 or 4, I don't remember much, but there are things that have stuck in my head, and it always seems like I was perhaps sensitive to energies. I was living in Delaware at the time, and trying to sleep in the dark of my bedroom, and tiny little black dots would appear. The longer I stared at them, the more they took on shapes of random things. Sometimes random bugs, sometimes Pokemon, sometimes things I simply couldn't identify. Two particular instances, there was one that took on a shape of what looked as a thick needle with two round bulbed eyes. It startled me so much, I leapt out of bed and tried to run, but it chased me. The next morning in my bed, there was some type of black substance over my sheets. It seemed damp and smeared when touched. Fast forward a couple of years to when I'm maybe 6 or 7, I was having issues with nightmares almost every night, so I'm not sure if they played a role in my active imagination. At that time, I had plastic milk crates that acted as my bookshelf. And one night, I awoke feeling like something was watching me. I looked over at the shelf, and I could see a hunter sitting on a tree stump polishing a shotgun. He was almost see-through. After a moment, he looked up at me and stood up. He walked over to the edge and changed into a wizard, then began to float in the air across my bed towards me. Pulling the covers over my head, I tried to hide, only then to hear odd sounds that I can only describe as a large amount of bugs crawling everywhere, little chitters coming from them. I, of course, shot out of my bed and ran downstairs at this point, trying to seek comfort from any adult, but they all thought I was imagining things and sent me back to bed. Fast forward a few more years, and I'm now about 11. We'd moved to a new house in Oklahoma, and that's when things appear to have ramped up quite a bit. I would see this very tall man, in a white shirt, appear stood over me or in a doorway, but I only saw him twice. Other instances were waking from a dead sleep and sitting up to look directly at my doorway to see a little girl. My little brother, who was 5 at the time, would be playing in the backyard with twin girls only he could see. Waking in the middle of the night, hearing him crying in the kitchen, which was next to my room, only to find him curled up in a ball next to the stove, and not remembering why he was there or what scared him that bad. We would hear something sigh, quite often, or a soft, cold breeze passing us as if someone had just walked by. Eventually, we moved houses again, when I was about maybe 14. I could no longer sleep in the dark because the energy was not safe, so to speak. I would constantly feel as though I was being watched, and even had my covers start to come off of my feet once. I was a bit sassy at that age, so I pulled them back up, and I told the entity to F off and let me sleep. During the time living there, I ended up very depressed, with absolutely no explanation. I would wake in the morning, get up and go to school, I'd then come home and I'd sleep until dinner time. Then I'd eat and I'd go back to bed and sleep right through the night. There was even a time my mother and her friend were sat in the living room late at night, talking away when they say the plastic chandelier gradually started to get covered in moths, even though no doors nor windows were open. Now, being highly religious, they took it as a sign of demonic activity. So they went to attempt to cleanse the property. But while outside, they recall the house seeming to look as if it were covered in moths. When they went inside and went to my room, they claimed the things on my dresser started trembling, including a porcelain doll of a family member gifted to me for Christmas. We only spent a year and a half in that house before we finally moved to another state. Okay guys, I need to talk to you about money. Why? Well, it's high on my agenda at the moment as I'm looking to move not just house, but country. So I have a money goal that I'm really striving to achieve. And let's just say, to say I've got some way to go is an understatement. But I'm trying not to fixate on where my money is now, because so many people are focused on where their money is today. Acorns is the financial wellness app that cares about where your money's going tomorrow. And something I think is wonderful that Acorns have is the Acorns Potential Screen, so you can find out what your money is capable of. You guys know I've worked with Acorns for a while, and the reason I love working with them is because they take away the scare factor from investing. But in reality, investment and investing should mean the same for one person as it does for the next. Acorns is a smart way to give your money a chance to grow. It's easy. You can sign up in minutes and start automatically investing your spare money, even if all you've got is spare change. Acorns is an all-in-one. No more finance apps cluttering up your phone. With Acorns, you can invest, save, and give your money a chance to grow in one trusted place. Sign up now and Acorns will boost your new account with a $5 bonus investment. Join the over 14 million all-time customers who've already saved and invested over $27 billion with Acorns.
Paid on client endorsements. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 2 compensation provided. Potential subject to various factors such as customers' accounts, age, and investment settings. Does not include Acorns fees. Results do not predict or represent the performance of any Acorns portfolio. Investment results will vary. Investing involves risk. Acorn Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal.
My depression grew worse for the next few years, but nothing else seemed to happen until I was maybe around 25 years of age. Now I am living in Iowa, when I moved in with a partner for the first time. Our very first week there, they called me when I was on my way to work, freaking out because they heard something heavy drop onto the landing and seemed to slide across the floor, even though there was nothing up there yet beside our bed. For the next year, we would be together, and they would tell me regularly how it would sound like my steps would be coming back up the stairs in my steel-toe boots, even though I'd gone to work over an hour ago, and how sometimes they would hear my voice telling them I loved them. We soon broke up, and once they moved out, I didn't hear anything or see anything other than feel I wasn't alone at times. I spent around another year there before I finally moved out and in with a friend. That friend told me her house was haunted, and told me about experiences when her ex lived there, but I never noticed anything. She eventually moved out, and I needed financial help, so I took in some roommates, which was a couple who had 4 kids. For a layout, the main floor was 2 bedrooms and stairs, going down into a finished basement roughly the same size as the main floor. So they took half of the basement, and the 2 youngest took the other half. I had a bedroom upstairs, and the 2 older ones took the other room. I knew the woman from both work, and I'd worked with her sister in the past, and her partner was my ex-roommate's ex-partner. So everything was going well. Until I started to notice the energy change. That couple would often go out to the bar every weekend or go to watch the American football games at a friend's, leaving me with their kids. The 2 youngest would be fine watching TV down in their room, and I would hang out with the 2 older ones until late, watching movies or playing video games. Then they started telling me about weird things happening, such as 2 knocks on the big window behind the couch, or the 2 knocks at the front door, but when they would go and look, nobody would be there. Twice they came to me about hearing something big growling outside their window, or hearing a chair in the kitchen sliding across the floor. There was one night I was up with them, and I heard the 2 knocks, just as they had, but I saw nobody out there. Seeing they were both frightened, I decided that I would stand in the middle of the living room, hold the room, so to speak, and try to calm them down. Brush it off, calm the tension with a joke. And then I saw our next door neighbor's motion floodlight in their driveway activate, and what looked like a shadow in the exact shape of the elderly man who lived there walking down the driveway. I took the kids quickly to my room to play video games, but shortly after, we could hear what sounded like one of the younger kids crying downstairs through my vent. We obviously went to check on them, but they were both sound asleep. No signs of distress nor tears. I had one of them sit in my room to listen as I sat down there for a while. After listening to these two children just fast asleep in silence, I began to feel calm myself and decided this was a fruitless endeavor. So I made my way back upstairs. And when I came back up, they asked if the younger ones were okay, because they'd heard the crying again. I hadn't. In all the time I'd sat there, the kids hadn't moved a muscle, let alone made any noise. I tried to cleanse that house, but nothing seemed to work. So I thought by that time, I had something attached to me. The last place I lived, my cat seemed to hyper-focus on things he could see. I couldn't. And I would sometimes hear someone talking, but I couldn't make out the words. I felt like I was genuinely going crazy. And then I packed up and I moved to the UK in September 2024. And since then, it's been pure peace. Anonymous. Well, Anonymous, thank you so much for your minisode for this week. There are so many jump-off points here that I literally cannot wait to get my teeth into this to discuss in a more free-flowing state in After Dark. Because what are we talking about here? Are we talking about a spirit who literally can't leave a country? You do state you have an attachment, or you felt as if you had something attached to you. And I would ask just one thing from you. Coming to that conclusion, is there anything else around that area of your life, time-wise, where you can think that doesn't make sense? Something that would kind of validate your own suspicions that you were haunted, not the building? Because from what you've informed us, I would go with your theory. If something is following you from building to building, it would imply you are the haunted one, not the house. But it's strange it can't cross water. Now, maybe this is something that is completely known by other people who look at certain types of spirits, but it's the first time I've come across it myself. And if you know of such a spirit, email us contact@thedarkparanormal.com. Now, before we go, a quick shout out to our Patreon team, who literally are the co-producers of this show. They direct this show in terms of where we head, and they are the reason this show is still going 24 seasons in. Now, when you join our Patreon, you are joining, in my opinion, the best paranormal forum and community in existence. And you're speaking to someone who has, since the age of maybe 16, when we first got the internet, yes, I'm that old, that has scoured the internet for these types of forums. But our Patreon team are something special, because they've created a community without any interference from me that just shows how welcoming, how wonderful and how friendly they are. Not only do you get to be part of that community, but at the lowest level you receive ad-free episodes. The next level you receive early ad-free episodes, including finales and debuts. And at the highest level, you receive all of the below, as well as two additional shows each and every week just for Patreons. One is Dark Bites, which runs at least 30 minutes and contains the shorter experiences that don't quite fit a minisode and are far too short for a main episode. Not only that, you get access to the full 200 plus hours of Dark Bites episodes. The second episode for Patreons only is the aforementioned After Dark, where I literally hit record on a video and I do no editing at all. I'm much more myself because I have to be. You can't script an ad-lib for 30 minutes. It's borderline impossible. Now you do get to see my train of thought and how I contradict myself as I go about trying to explain what we've discussed that week. But I've really enjoyed doing it, because that's exactly how I think. I'm just doing it out loud as opposed to in my head. And feedback-wise, you guys seem to really enjoy it too. So, if early releases of debuts and finales, ad-free episodes, and two additional shows each and every week, over an hour in length combined, each and every week of the year, not just during season time, is for you, then please, click the link in the show notes or head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But until Friday, stay safe, take care, and I will speak to you then. Goodbye.